This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. Gaza and the West Bank were on the agenda today in Crawford, Texas, where President Bush hosted Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon at his ranch. Mr. Bush praised Sharon's plan to remove troops and settlers from the Gaza Strip, but the two men did not appear to resolve the differences they have over the expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. From Crawford, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The two leaders stood at lecterns set up in front of a woodsy backdrop at the president's ranch. It is Mr. Sharon's first visit here, though he has met with Mr. Bush on 10 other occasions elsewhere. In opening remarks, the president praised Sharon for moving forward with what is called a disengagement from the Gaza Strip. And he called on the Palestinians to work with Sharon in making the disengagement work smoothly and peacefully.
I urge the Palestinian leadership to accept his offer. By working together, Israelis and Palestinians can lay the groundwork for a peaceful transition.
But on the issue of expanding Jewish settlements elsewhere, the president bluntly restated his concern that such activity can make the task of implementing the U.S.-backed roadmap for peace more difficult.
Israel should remove unauthorized outposts and meet its roadmap obligations regarding settlements in the West Bank.
But that has been something Sharon has not been willing to do so far. He addressed the question of settlements in his opening statement.
Israel is a society governed by the rule of law. As such, I will fulfill my commitment to you, Mr. President, to remove unauthorized outposts.
Later, in response to a specific question about Male Adumim, a large West Bank settlement that Israel wants to expand despite White House criticism, Sharon insisted that it will be part of Israel and not included in a new Palestinian state. He said all major Jewish population centers will remain part of Israel.
Male Adumim is one of the blocks of Jewish population. And our position is that that will be part of Israel. I think I mentioned it before. It will be part of Israel.
Sharon faces strong criticism from his own people over his plan to withdraw from the Gaza Strip. He said in an interview on NBC television that he worried about a civil war within his own country. Asked about that at the ranch, he softened his language, saying he was talking about the tense atmosphere in Israel, but that he expects peace will prevail. President Bush and Sharon each said the Palestinian leadership needs to do more to confront and bring an end to terrorism. Sharon says without that, there can be no moving forward on the roadmap. This meeting at the Bush Ranch will be followed up by a meeting between the president and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, expected later this month in Washington. Don Gagne, NPR News, in Crawford, Texas.